their mics smell like marijuana and toffee fey. It's Corey and Joel.
Yeah, baby, we're back.
Woohoo!
Hot damn.
Oh, it's Corey and Joel.
My name is Joel.
I am Corey.
I'm the straight one.
I am the funny one.
Let's say you're the gay one.
That was a nice setup there, bright eyes.
I thought you'd fall for that.
Yeah.
No, you don't fall.
Gosh, boy. Boy, what a carefully laid trap.
I'm the skinny one.
Hey, why don't you walk into this box with a stick and knock it over?
What was that?
Like a little primitive trap you were trying to set.
It's a trap!
Anyway, it's Corey and Joel.
I saw that coming.
Show 117. This is the Blood Arm we're listening to. This is a good band.
Yeah, Joel loved this band first time around.
Yeah, they had like a self-release kind of demo album that we played way back, I think, on show 9. And now this is their full-length album, which you can only get in Europe or on their website. I don't think it's been released.
Aren't you
proper in America?
So beyond the pale.
No, this is just a good album, though. We're going to play more of this. The Blood Arm. Good stuff. Woohoo! It's a good album called Lie, Love, or Lie, if you want to check out the new Blood Arm album.
I liked them. They were called The Killers.
Oh, shut up. It's nothing like that. All right, it's enough of the Blood Arm. Blood Arm,
as long as they're not wearing those stupid Kentucky Colonel ties.
Yeah, those are pretty bad.
The Killers are wearing
the
these
Killers
ridiculous...
are in like mustaches. And,
yeah.
Well, the lead singer guy, Brandon Flowers, has kind of gone into a. He's like a gay bullfighter most of the time.
He's like sipping mint juleps and wearing vests, and it's very weird.
Well, their music sucks now too. Their first album was decent, but not that great. And then they got a lot of, you know, they're one of those groups that like kind of girls liked, and they got on the radio, and they became a real big deal. And now their music stinks too, so it's fine. Let them go.
I saw them in Lollapalooza. That they were good.
They
very good.
Put out a good live show. Have you listened to the new album in full?
Not entirely. I've heard some of the singles. Yeah. In fact, I have it, and I just haven't listened to it. So.
There you go. And that tells you all you need to know.
Exactly. Because you know what? I listened to a couple songs, and it sounded like Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, it does. They're another one of those bands that have the Springsteen influence.
Big thing in 2007.
Well, we've already played the Hold Steady and the Arcade Fire that have had the Springsteen influence, and now. The Killers' new album.
It's time
has
to make your Springsteen album. If bands start doing Huey Lewis in the News, it's over.
It's over for
like,
that.
Like next year, it's going to be like, I want to make an album that sounds just like Drugs by Huey Lewis in the News.
I want a new drug.
Or what? Sports was the name.
Sports
of the
album. Sports Drugs. Was Drugs.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like, Dad, that's a cool album name. They never made that.
That would have been a great album if they just done.
You're off
that
your game
today.
That
was the first time for me that I'd really smoked marijuana.
Now the Beatles made an album called Drugs.
I laughed and I laughed and I laughed.
The guy's the best.
It was fabulous.
Ringo is the best.
All right.
All right. So what's going on this week? It's show 117.
Yes, sir.
One more than 116.
Speaking of the Beatles, briefly.
Yeah.
Aren't they doing something where they're making like iPod minis that are preloaded with Beatle albums?
I'm not sure what they're doing. There was some sort of deal. EMI has struck a deal with Apple. They were fighting over the Apple name.
Right.
Which I think the Beatles ultimately lost the challenge of the Beatles name, which I think they got hosed in that. Because if you know anything about the Beatles, back in the late 60s, there was Apple Electronics, where they were building like computers and stuff.
Well, they had Apple clothing. They had an Apple store.
Right, but there was an Apple Electronics line, which went nowhere ultimately.
Yeah.
And those guys that built the computer only a few years after that. So I was a little skeptical of the whole Steve Wozniak, Steve Jobs claim that they had nothing to do with Apple. And then, of course, once they start selling music with Apple Music, it's completely infringing on Apple Records, the Beatles company, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a deal was struck, and they're supposed to
That's why Apple doesn't have a record label.
But they have iTunes, which is a store.
Right.
It's although they never can call it Apple, I guess that's part of the agreement between the two. But anyway, they say Beatles music will be available legally for download. I say, who gives a shit? It's already been out forever. People, anyone wants it can get it.
Well, yeah.
They are going to remaster the Beatles albums if they haven't already, and they're going to make them sound good, and I'm excited about that.
There are some people who just don't know how to get stuff.
That's true.
Can't find stuff.
People only can pay for stuff, and that's fine.
They're called my dad. You know what I mean?
But could your dad even pay for it?
What?
Like, could your dad even go to iTunes and pay for it?
No, he couldn't.
He's not even
that
good,
that.
Right?
No,
but sometimes that's as far as people can go with computers.
He was trying to
like,
figure out
pay for it
his memory
on
card.
iTunes. Yeah, Oh, absolutely.
In his camera. He's like, he wanted to get some program to do it. I'm like, Dad, you popped the thing in the thing. There's a slot on the computer.
Right. Well, you know, I understand that. People with digital cameras, like, can never get the pictures off. And
right.
They're on my memory card. My memory card's full. I got to buy a new one. And I've heard that from people.
Oh,
and
God.
There's a lot of misinformation.
You were talking about your dad got DirecTV but couldn't find the HD signal or whatever.
No. He got Comcast. Yeah. And he hates that he has to type in a different number for the channel
right.
to get the HD version of the channel.
That's such an
that it should just give him the HD version.
I'm getting so much agita from
and
typing
I tell
in.
Him and I go, well, it's just a different number.
Yeah.
And he goes, but I don't know that new number. I know the old number.
Right.
And I go, well, learn the new number and you're fine. Forget the old number. You don't need it. You have an HD set now. And he gets all weird.
Granted, with DirecTV, there's so many channels that you do. It does take a while to go, oh, 278 is the
well,
Discovery
but
channel.
But, I mean, digital cable has almost as many as DirecTV. Yeah. It's not a big difference. But the fact that he learned those after getting rid of his DirecTV,
yeah.
It's like he learned them once. He never wants to learn them again. And I don't know.
There's hundreds of channels.
It's
a bounty of riches for people in America.
Yes. So, anyway, people are computer illiterate.
Right.
No one can get this show. This show, if you get this show, you're just lucky or you're a genius.
You are in the upper echelon. You might actually qualify for Mensa.
Yeah, you are. Right. If you're listening to this right now, you are a super intelligent person.
Yeah.
Feel good about yourself. Because you are smarter than 99% of the world.
I like to say Dankeschön to Corey and Joel
because
figured out how to download the stream.
I actually use my own RSS feed and not the RSS feed that
is
published on the website.
Yeah, he made his own RSS feed. Anyway. Enough about our obsessed super fans.
I mean, look, if you
wherever
need
you
to
may
build
be,
your own RSS feed... From knock yourself out.
From Perth, Australia to the Arctic Circle, lonely nerds have figured out how to make this show their life. And we love every one of them.
Right. Like, how could we get, like, nothing but super hot models to listen to this show? Is there a way we could make that happen?
Make it about hair and nails?
No, but we have to make a way for them to get it. Like, could we have the show, like, at the cosmetics counter or something?
You know,
Is there a way to distribute that show?
Yeah, you could tape it to attractive guys' dicks. They might find it that way.
We'll put a CD of the show in every sports car in America.
There's no food item you could include it in.
That wouldn't get us...
What if we had a little compact mirror that when it opened, it played the show? Like a music box. Like the file just loaded. It was like a little MP3 player.
What if we got
And while they were looking at themselves and then cutting out their little lines of cocaine on their little coke mirror, they could hear our show.
Like if we had a CD and a copy of one of those like W magazine or something. That's all hot chicks that read that, right?
They don't read,
but they would find the CD. Maybe if it smelled like perfume or something.
Ooh, what's this weird thing in my magazine?
Ooh, it's Corey and Joel.
What if we had panties that played the show?
Like you pushed a button and we talked? Could hear the show?
A lot of those girls don't wear panties either. I don't know.
Well, what can we do? We can put it on a box of tampons or something.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
That'd be good.
Do we have to put pictures of the fake hosts on the front of it? Don't put our actual photos up?
You know, if we put it on the side of a pregnancy test, we would know whores were listening to us.
Well, that's a good point.
And, there's a lot of options to distribute this show, aside from how we've done it to this point. 117 shows on iTunes and the internet and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And what do we got to show for it?
People still going, what's this? What's this podcast thing?
Yeah, how does that work?
How does that happen?
What station is that on? I heard that recently.
Yeah. People don't get the internet.
It's the internet.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing. It's better now than it was in 2005.
Right.
When we were trying to do the show, and we might as well have been on Jupiter talking to like sentient purple fish. What with the intranets?
Yeah, I guess people understand they can download it, but it doesn't. People tell me that when they go to the site, they want to play it, they want to hear it when they go to the page.
What if?
And there is a way to do that with the Flash
player.
They just
want to stream it.
And we used to have that, and then that thing only worked half the time because we were using a third party website to collate the information. Mm. So I could build a Flash player into the page.
Taking the 3 minutes to download the actual file is too much.
Yeah, downloading the file. Like, I know a guy who has a Mac.
Yeah.
And if I send him a link to something, like, say a link to this show, Mm-hmm. He cannot. He goes, I have a Mac and it won't play.
Sure.
And I'm like, it has nothing to do with the Mac. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
And I go, all you have to do is right click on it. And he goes, well, I don't have a right click, but I have a Mac.
I thought only the greatest minds in the world use Macs.
No, Macs are for retards.
Ugh.
I mean,
I know a bunch of from a job I don't have anymore. I met a bunch of people that worked at the Apple store.
Yeah.
And I still hang out with some of them. And they're all like, oh, my God, are the most Apple elitists.
Yeah.
And they actually call the one job like genius coordinator or like super genius. Or
what does that mean?
Like the person like their job is to explain to people how to use the, you know, like,
oh, like, so if some noob comes in,
right,
that they got a special guy just to tell people,
but they give them t-shirts to say genius. And I'm like, right,
wait, they're a genius, the guy working at the store,
that's their title.
Don't those people make, like, you know, $12,000 a year or something?
No, they actually make really good money.
They make really good money at the Apple store?
Yeah, they really kind of do.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like
At least like the upper, you know, not like...
Well, I can see a management person.
Yeah, the management people, I know.
But the people, I'm sure, hourly employees.
Right.
And they probably have some benefit, but not...
Well, one of the people I know who's a genius is a management position.
Okay.
And she's making good money. And
Whatever good money is.
I know, but they're so Apple-y. I mean, oh.
Yeah, Apple people can suck my dick. Line up. All of you.
Really?
Guys and girls. I don't care. I'm going to smack you with my cock.
Right.
Dickheads. Seriously. I mean, just shut up. I built my own fucking computer.
But, you know, she gets to... like, people come into the store and she shows them how to use GarageBand.
Okay.
Or whatever their program is.
Well, whatever.
And that they get the label genius. They have to wear these t-shirts that say genius. I'm like, okay.
Eat my balls. That's what I want you to do. Why don't you eat my balls?
Come here, genius. I'm sorry that 95% of all programs written aren't for Macs.
Don't work on your system.
Yeah,
stupid.
Other than that, it's a brilliant system.
Forget about the fact that you're now using the same chips in your computer, if it's so great.
Right.
They're using... Pentium they actually chips. Can actually run Windows Vista, apparently. Right. That those computers, well, it'll run. You can actually install it now on a Mac hardware. So all they really have is some OS that they think is so great and some specialty software written for it.
Right.
Meanwhile, the goddamn iPod and the iTunes drives me insane.
Not that Vista's working right.
Well, whatever. I you know what? A family member bought a Vista machine, and I went over there, and I was messing with it. It was fine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't not get Vista, but
if I'd waited a month, I could have gotten the new
whatever.
Laptop
you don't
with Vista.
You don't need to get Vista on your machine because it's ultimately probably just going to make it run slower.
Right.
So to keep it with XP, it's going to be faster and more productive for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, there might come a time when stuff's not going to run on XP and only on Vista, and then you upgrade or you get something new. But anyway, a family member got a Vista machine. It was fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it was no big deal. But our super fan Niels that you were talking about.
Yeah.
That week he was hanging out of the roast. He was mentioning about
how... Hell Week? Oh.
What did you call it again?
Hell Week?
I'm not even going to touch that. But anyway, Niels and I were talking about how the new show, he had appeared on a show that week before the roast. And I said, Niels, why don't you go ahead and download the show?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can listen to it back at the hotel or something. And he said, well, I can't download the show. And I said, why not? And he said, well, my iPod is full.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that the iPod works with iTunes is it needs to be synced, wherein everything that's on his hard drive has to be on his iPod. So even if he downloads it to the computer, he can't get it. It has to go onto his iPod right away.
You can't,
and he can't like delete stuff from his hard drive, and it'll automatically delete it from his computer.
But that's the problem with every MP3 player. You like can't delete stuff.
It depends. I mean, some of them just work on a Windows interface, like the iRiver that I bricked that the battery died. This 30 gig H20. This isn't the H20. This is the H320. I'm sorry. It uses just a Windows interface. It's a fat 32 drive. And I'm starting to get geeky, but, you know, it just uses Windows Explorer and you drag
the
files.
You are getting so geeky.
You bought an H10 that is a little that uses Windows Media Player to sync.
Yes.
And that's a little annoying. Yeah. But I would never buy anything that uses that interface. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And this little one that I bought, the little one that we record on now, I forget what this is, a 710 or whatever this is that I bought. What's the model number on this? This is the 899, the 1 gig iRiver that I got on eBay. Uses a special software, but it's basically a Windows interface. So there's no syncing involved.
Yeah, I was desperately looking for the Star Trek sound effect.
But Neil's, it's fine. People know I'm a nerd. I'm making that clear. As much as I'm dumping on people at the Apple Store,
use a large vibrating egg.
You know, I just don't get. I don't get arrogant about it. Look, I can do stuff. I use the computer. It enriches my life, and that's it.
Sure.
And I'll help people that wanna know about it. But I'm not going to force anything on anybody, you know?
Yeah.
If people can't get our show, that's cool. I burn CDs for people when people say they can't listen to it. I've kept the show
at
a certain
rationale
length, which infuriates you that the show can't go over 80 minutes because I've set a sort of an artificial cap on that. Drives you insane.
Yeah, why
But it helps people that can't get it, yeah.
I think we
had
a break. Let's take a poll.
No, we'll do two shows if it warrants. I have no problem doing an extra show. Go ahead. We need a video. I tell you, if we had a video podcast, that would be the greatest clip of all time. It's Corey. I'll explain. And then you hear it. Corey, there's a bag of peanut butter Hershey Kisses. They're in front of Corey, but they're out of arm's length by a little bit.
Yeah.
Corey's too fat to actually reach over to him, so he pulls the blanket that's in front of him to move the entire bag.
That's called problem solving.
Hershey Kisses.
It's called problem solving.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
what separates me from the apes.
So if an orangutan wouldn't have been able, or a dog or something wouldn't have been able, like, mm-hmm. to get that.
No.
But you could pull on the blanket, which in fact pulled the entire bag of Hershey Kisses.
Yeah.
Now, if I wanted a peanut butter kiss, do I have to, how do I get one now?
It's going
to
be hard for you to do that.
Now they're out, but they're actually. Corey's just throwing them over.
Oh man!
Anyway, we've talked about nothing.
Speaking of people with short arms, we did a bonus feature this week.
Oh, you guys got to get that. If you're on the mailing list, if you're not, sign up at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Mm-hmm. We watched Little People, Big World. It's the show with the midget family on TLC.
Let's not speak any more about it because
it's great. You got to watch that. Do I even describe what happens in the episode or not?
It's the episode involves the DAAA, which is the Dwarf Amateur Athletic Association. So take with that and run with it.
Midgets playing sports. Midgets playing sports. Midgets playing sports. That's great.
Let's beat that. There's the promo. That could be our promo. Like it was like, this is a Fox News alert. Midgets playing sports.
The greatest moment in TV history is upon us.
Yeah.
Midgets playing soccer.
Tonight on MSNBC.
Yeah.
Midgets playing sports. They ought to run that on MSNBC.
Well,
instead of all those prison shows. They got 12 shows on MSNBC. Like as soon as the news day is over, about 10 o'clock, it turns over into fucking I got shivved in state penitentiary.
Yeah, and there's a lot of To Catch a Predator,
mm-hmm.
and then they have they had the raw tapes of To Catch a Predator on the other night. I was watching that. I was like, what the hell?
Well, that's kind of good. I can watch that.
But yeah,
it terrifies me.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know,
I'm afraid of Chris Hansen at any moment. Like I actually, I found that I'm not that attracted to teenage girls.
What does that mean?
No, I'm saying.
Where are you going with this?
I'm saying it was a blessed day in my life.
What are you talking about?
I drove by the high school.
Yeah?
And I was like, there's a bunch of kids. I didn't even look at one of the, you know what I mean? And it was a warm day and there were girls in shorts and stuff. And I didn't, and I realized, thank God, I don't have these pervy impulses.
No?
I have none of them and I will not be on some. First of all, where are these fucking chat rooms?
Yeah, I have no idea where these chat rooms are. I think they're all on AOL. That's my guess.
Where are these chat rooms?
Which AOL has been the devil for years anyway with their dumb, stupid discs that they send you every 2 seconds. And thank God that I believe that's gone. I think you can still get it, but I think most people are not long
off AOL.
Using it. But I think that's where they exist. I used AOL briefly when I was in between ISPs and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I would use AOL for brief periods of time, and it was annoying. But they did have lots of chat rooms and stuff like that were local, where you know you could go in and find Detroit specific chat rooms.
I had AOL, and I had stopped using it.
Yeah,
but it was so hard to get a hold of somebody and turn it off.
Yeah,
that I probably paid for it for about 6 months after I stopped using it because I couldn't find it.
Yeah,
and then they tried to like. Semi-collection letters about, like, you know, the
you
owe us.
Owe them
like,
money.
I owe you for what? Because you were deducting it out of my...
checking account.
It was coming out of my checking account. So you never had denied access. I canceled the goddamn account.
Yeah, right. Hmm. So anyway, the AOL...
So somehow it's a conduit for Hilljack truckers on Red Bull to, like, it's like the most degenerate tattooed thugs to sit up under. You sound like you's party.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually have a problem with the legality of that, with the setup nature of that. Look, I'm all against, like, these, you know, these guys trying to bang little kids.
Sure.
Like, I'm fine with that. But the whole, like, posing as a kid,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe there's guys who, I mean, it sounds like I would be defending it, but maybe it's a thing where it's opportunity. You know what I mean?
So just like...
Like, imagine you saw a gold brick sitting in a car that was unlocked on a street corner.
But that means...
You know what I mean? Wouldn't you walk by... You know what I'm saying? Like,
that means if I talk to, like, my neighbor's kids, you know, like, I'm suddenly intent to rape them. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, what...
I think they get these guys who really do say, what do you, I think they eventually they get the guys say, well, what would you like to do if you came over?
Is it because of what they said online?
I think it's what they said online and not merely the meeting part of it. You know what I mean? So I sort of do have a problem though, with
entrapping
people.
You can't say anything
people.
Anymore.
Well, maybe if there were no kids in chat rooms, their guys wouldn't be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I find the whole thing scummy on both ends.
There's never been a single way to filter kids off anything on the internet.
No, you got to. Kids are allowed to do
all this
they
bullshit
want.
About. I agree, you're 18. What kid's gonna go? I'm 12.
Well, when I was 12, I had Playboy and I had dirty movies on cable, and you know, eventually we had VCRs, we had porno movies, we would steal, you know, stuff from parents' drawers.
Here's you know what we had? We had a goddamn tape of Little Anal Annie in New York. That was hidden in the drop ceiling of Heath Caldwell's basement. That's what we had.
Who put it there? Or just he did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we had to, if we wanted to watch that goddamn tape,
yeah,
we had to take a piece of the drop ceiling out.
Okay.
Clean the house, make sure no one was around, you know, and have a lookout man who couldn't even watch the tape because he had to watch out for the parents coming home.
Yeah.
To watch some porno.
We had a field where there was a Playboy in a tree.
Yeah. Oh.
And
really?
Like the Playboy got all wet and the pages were all, but we would have to go to this, like, it was like an abandoned lot. Like they were going to build a subdivision there eventually. And they did later, many years later,
really?
But the kids, we'd go hang out there and like smoke cigarettes or whatever kids do when you're that age, you know? And there was like a Playboy that we would look at and it was one, you know, like, and it wasn't even like a new Playboy. Yeah. Like this would have been in the '70s, but this was like it's a Playboy.
Do I make you a little horny?
Something like that. Mm. It was like an old Playboy and all the pages, like it was all soaking wet and stuff. And those women had giant bushes and stuff in the '60s. And you know,
we had a similar experience when I lived in Cincinnati. At the end of our like subdivision, it just went off into the woods.
Yeah,
and some people would go out and hunt back there.
Sure.
And we found I got like an abandoned hunter camp. Like the guy had hammocks and stuff,
sure.
and there was a stack of Playboys out there. And I remember distinctly the Bo Derek issue of Playboy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right when she was in Tarzan,
mm-hmm.
Man of the Age.
I remember that one. Yeah, absolutely.
That one was in there. She was on the cover with an orangutan. it was hidden in the woods.
Yeah, I remember that because one guy in the neighborhood, his dad, there was one kid in the neighborhood whose parents were like swingers or something. And he was like an only child. Yeah, and his parents had.
Do I make you a little
horny? I didn't know it at the time, but the dad,
well,
like.
Well, step down and get relaxed.
Like, this kid brought the first pot I ever smoked.
That was the first time for me that
there it
I
is.
Had really
that
smoked.
That was courtesy of this same kid. The first Playboy I ever saw
I laughed,
was courtesy of this
I
kid.
I laughed, and I laughed.
That's my favorite part.
That's
right.
I laughed, from the Beatles anthology. And, the first porno I ever saw was courtesy of this kid.
Yeah.
His dad had, like, a porno movie.
Well, there was that kid on the street.
He had Debbie Does Dallas, the original Debbie Does Dallas.
God.
That's what the kid had.
Yeah.
And I saw that the first time. So there's one kid who brings all that. You know, people say, like, oh, America's children.
No, there's one.
There's one goddamn kid out of the 30 kids in the neighborhood who had all that stuff. Like, my dad didn't have anything good growing up. Like, he didn't have Playboy or anything, as far as I knew. He didn't have, you know, but this other kid, he would steal his parents' pot, and he would do all kinds of stuff like that.
I would say one of the greatest things about living in the modern world is the advancement in porn technology. It
really
is. It's truly, I mean, we think about little changes in our daily lives.
Yeah.
People used to have to look at a radio and imagine the Green Hornet was fighting things.
Yeah.
We can now, I get the magic box right here. I type a couple keystrokes and I get all the magical.
But how, like, at what age does a kid nowadays, like, see a naked pair of tits on the internet?
About 6 months old.
But really? But is it that bad? Or is it, I mean.
I got to imagine, you know what? But how do we find out without Chris Hansen popping out of the show?
I have no idea.
You know?
But I mean, like if I was, I don't know.
Just what do you think you're doing,
Corey? I'm
trying
to think, like, what I would have done if I would have been that age and had access to those things. Like, if it would have, how I would be different today.
Well, the kids don't earn it. That's the problem.
That's what I mean. We used to have to walk to a field. It was like a good three blocks.
You had a Playboy in a tree.
Yeah, it was all wet. It was.
We
all
had a
wrinkled
porno tape in a drop ceiling.
Yeah, so I mean, when I was growing up, we didn't even have VCRs until I was like in the seventh grade.
Because you're
so
the oldest guy.
Oh, fuck off.
Ever
no, no, no. That's not true.
You didn't have VCRs.
Yeah, I was in middle school when we got VCRs.
Really?
Yeah, so we didn't have VCRs growing up.
I do remember a couple of people having betas still at their houses.
Okay, yeah, like, I remember that.
Like in junior high, and it was a couple of years. It was like old now. Uh-huh. They're like, why do you still have a goddamn beta? They're not making tapes for it.
But, you know, it was, I don't know what I would do if I would have had access to porn and that stuff.
Was it hard?
But
yes,
I don't know
it
if
was it was hard to find porn
very hard
back, in the
back then, kid. But, you know, I don't know if it would have made it me less horny as an adult. Because I'm a, like, a real horny adult.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm real sex crazed and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you really are.
But I don't know if that would have helped me if I would have just gotten over it. Or if I'm still got pent up, you know, horn dog stuff from when I was a kid inside me.
You're a natural. I mean, because we've already established you can spank it to fully clothed women.
Well, I do. I
in non sexual situations.
See, I don't know if I would say that.
Well,
I'm more inclined to watch women in fully clothed women.
You just like to look at, like, you're like, look at the chicks in the show. They're hot.
Yeah, like I watch.
And I just don't even look at that. I think it's an annoying show. I don't think, like, you know.
I watched Dancing with the Stars last night.
Because there's chicks in ball gowns?
The chick that's with Apollo Antonono on that show is so friggin' hot.
Really?
And she had this little tiger suit on last night.
Sure.
And it was like, it stopped. There were like hot pants with like a leotard top that was all tiger striped and shiny. And I swear to God, this chick was friggin' hot.
Really?
Unbelievable, man. I mean, I was like, I know I'm gay watching the show, but the chick's so hot, I can't turn it off.
Wow.
And it's in HD, and her ass is shaking all. And the other chicks are hot on there, too. But just
pull a bag over your head.
No, no, no. This chick's hot, dude. I mean, this unbelievable.
Just made me realize the clip that I don't have, because you never gave it to me.
Well, I don't even know which one that is.
The other.
Oh, I know. It's still on the DVR.
Damn it all! Damn it!
We'll work on that for next week, Corey Hall. We have production time.
It.
We have to have a production meeting.
We really do have to sit down
and prepare things instead of just showing up.
All's I'm saying.
Yes.
Is that you gotta work hard for porn these days?
Yeah, and
I'm excited to not be into teenage girls. I look at them and I go, hey,
I understand that.
I just watched this movie. Okay, this stupid movie called In the Land of Women.
Okay.
Okay. Where it's the kid from the OC.
All right.
This kid, Adam Brody.
All right.
And he gets dumped by his hot model girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he decides to move back to Michigan to, like, take care of his grandmother for a while to, like,
okay,
get his head straight. Because, you know, cleaning up Olympia Dukakis' diapers is going to help you out.
All right.
Anyway, turns out Meg Ryan lives across the street from him.
Yeah.
And she pushes, like, the daughter on him.
Her daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I would much rather bang Meg Ryan.
What does the daughter look like?
The daughter is, what is her name? It's Kristen Hardwick.
I don't know who that is, but I'm sure she's...
She was from...
I'm sure she's hot.
She was from, let's see, where would you have known her from?
Oh,
Catch That Kid.
I see. That's the movie I never saw.
Panic Room.
Yeah, never saw that either.
Yeah. Undertow. You didn't see that.
Didn't see any of those. But anyway,
Zathura,
she's hot.
The Messengers.
She's hot anyway.
She's in a lot of movies, but she's a young girl. Oh, fuck. She was born in 1990.
See, that's pretty young.
And I just thought, like, that's...
She's 17 years old.
Yeah. I just was like, wow, that's creeping me out. And meanwhile, you know, not that Meg Ryan looked that great.
All right, well, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to bang Meg Ryan.
I'm just
saying that.
I'm relieved at myself that I'm not, like,
well,
beating
it. I mean,
I first experienced that with Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Where I realized it was much more into Lauren Graham.
I understand
was.
That, but the daughter has bloomed fully.
The daughter
now.
Looks great now.
Yeah, the daughter looks great
but
now.
There were guys that thought the daughter was so hot.
In the beginning few seasons of that chick was looking kind of, she had a big giant head and stuff, and it wasn't that
and
good.
And now she's a delight.
Now she's hot. What's her name, the actual actress?
The actress who plays Rory.
Rory is who?
Is, and I have her on my freaking MySpace profile, and I can't think of her name.
All right, well, forget about it. Don't worry about it. You know, the daughter from Gilmore Girls. You know what I'm talking about. She was in Sin City.
Sure.
Alexis Bledel.
Bledel. Okay, that's her name.
All right. Anyway, so we're talking about that. I was going to get into I was going to get into this Virginia Tech thing because we had some angles on that. Now, that's a, you know. Here's the thing. I thought Imus did it. That was my point. Because he wanted to get out of the news, but I don't know.
Wah.
That really did drive. But doesn't that really put Imus in perspective,
it
though?
It does put
doesn't
the
it
Imus
really?
Thing.
Everyone went apeshit over Imus. Like crazy, insane bullshit. Like people went lost their fucking minds.
I believe the
about
term
Imus.
Is they lost their shit. If
well,
we're
you know, people like, and then like these Rutgers women were big heroes. They did nothing. The Rutgers women can suck my cock. I have nothing against them,
first
but
of all,
they
lost.
Were not. Well, yeah, they lost. Yeah, they lost the basketball game.
I hate it. We talked about when we did the Imus show. He had only been suspended.
Yeah, he hadn't been fired by the last time.
And
we
I
talked
to actually him. Remember we were on our way to a movie, and I said, "I bet MSNBC is going to fire him."
And then I said, "I thought CBS was going to fire him too." I think.
And
I said.
And about an hour later, MSNBC fired him. By the time we got out of the car, so you know.
So I watched the basketball game last night between a little bit of.
You
Rutgers
tell me if this is important,
the
America.
Women's, well, final.
Yeah, Tennessee won last night. Seventh championship for Pat Summit I Man. They beat Rutgers by 13 points.
That's some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
it's
some hardcore hoes.
That's a nappy headed hoes.
See,
there.
That's a thing where it's college girls and we're trying to protect them and
right.
blah blah
well,
blah.
You know
meanwhile, a crazy chink's running around with two guns.
Yeah,
all up
hey,
and down Virginia
hey,
Tech.
Hey, that's not right.
What?
He was a crazy gook.
He
get
was
that right.
A Korean.
He's a Korean.
What is a Korean? What's a Korean
slur? I don't know.
Gook?
I don't know.
That was for Vietnamese.
Well, that's what the magic of the internet's about.
Well,
because
you know
I
what?
Can learn some Korean slurs.
You do that.
I'm going to say this about the Virginia Tech slang, which is an abominable tragedy.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Russ Brown.
Yeah.
And actually a couple of my friends.
Sure.
I observed that before we knew anything about the guy, before we knew about the Seung Cho,
uh-huh.
I said... they said he used a 9mm, two guns, and they said they had used two 9mm. I said, man, he had to be like Chow Yun-Fat with
absolutely,
the double gun.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I knew there was some kind of Asian character to this shooting.
Yeah.
Because the guy didn't use, an American guy will use an assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was hardcore and used.
That's like, what's the hard-boiled where he's in the hospital?
Exactly. Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, the replacement killers. This was like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, it's that
sympathy
was
sympathy for Mr. Vengeance. Very
I know
Asian
I'm laughing. I'm
style.
Laughing at you and not the tragedy.
I
but
know,
but you know what? These guys are so. Of course, when they describe this guy, he was a quiet loner.
Yeah. Well,
gee,
shocking.
You think?
Yeah. Right.
You know, I want to see the day like Mr. Extrovert shoots people up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what? As much as I mean, God, I'm going to sound like a dick saying it, but. Maybe, like, the big football player bully guys. Maybe there's something to beating up the nerds. Maybe the nerds really are just out to kill everybody.
Well, yeah.
And they're on to something. Maybe there is something to that.
Now, but the big, you're right, the big football jockey guys
never shoot a goddamn, you know.
No.
All right, you know, they beat up a girl that's dressed up as a guy once, and now they get slurred for the rest of their lives.
Sure.
But in general, the big football guys are pretty harmless. If you can take their ribbing, then you're fine.
Yeah, and you know
they never
what?
Shoot anybody.
And here's the real thing. Those guys are done by the time they're 30.
Yeah.
The because guess what? The high school athlete, he ain't playing in the NFL.
Right.
9 times out of 10.
Look, those athletes, they fuck up later when they get drunk and beat up their wives and stuff. But it's the nerdy guys in high school and college that you got to look out for.
No, but the popular guys, the sports guys, the athlete guys, most of those guys end up in unsatisfying careers. Whereas the nerdy guy goes on to generally have a great career and money.
Right.
And they're the ones who
well,
do
Well, provided
things.
They don't shoot people at the young age. That's all.
I'm telling you, it really reminded me of Bowling for Columbine.
Yeah.
The movie in which Trey Parker and Matt Stones go, you know, I wish we could get a message to these kids that it's not important. Like, we forgot about those people from high school 2 years later, and now we're sitting on a giant pile of money making a dirty mouth cartoon.
Well, you know,
and not everybody's going to be famous.
But you know what? Wing Sun or whatever this guy is, he's not. He was just a weird, depressed guy. And they claim, like, I don't know if it's true, but they say that the girl that got shot, the first chick, he was maybe trying to go out with her and she dissed him or something.
Right. And this is another important thing.
What's that?
I want to call on all of America's young women.
All right, now stop. I know where you're going with this, and you know that's wrong.
What?
You know what you're about
to
say.
No.
All right, go ahead.
Please, for the love, for the safety of our schools and public buildings.
Oh, you're evil.
Our workplaces.
You're so evil.
cough up a little pussy.
See,
that's
you
what
know
I'm
what?
Saying.
That's what
here.
I was saying.
No,
that's wrong.
Exactly the
they
truth.
They shouldn't have to cough up a little pussy.
Yes, they should.
They can just use their hand or their mouth. It's okay, completely fine. There you
agree.
Go. Stop being a dick.
Then
okay?
We agree on that.
Listen, it's right? Fine for a girl to rub one out. That counts. See, that's what girls don't get. Guys count all that stuff. This right. Chinese guy, if he got a hand job, nobody gets shot. Guaranteed.
Look.
If that guy had woken up to a blowjob from a college freshman,
sure.
Nobody gets shot at Virginia Tech. It's a guarantee.
The best defense is a good offense. And I'm going to beseech sororities around America. Okay? It doesn't have to be the general populace.
Sure.
Sororities are organized organizations, right? What you do is you make the pledges, the rushes. You give the rushes the job. You've got to blow an alienated nerdy guy. Once in a semester.
Well, I think...
To get in the sorority.
I got it. I got
it.
That's
how you do it.
No.
And then we curb the violence.
Okay. What you do is it's Friday night, 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, here's what you do. You send the girls up to the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Just the dorm. Because the dorm, that's the underclassmen. That's the freshmen, the sophomores, right?
Yeah.
The juniors, the seniors, they're living off campus.
Wasn't this guy a junior, though?
Well, all right. But
he
you know
was 23.
What you know what? You got like exchange student kids still living in the dorms. That's who lives in the student housing at that point. If you're
okay.
All right. But you send them up to the dorms Friday, 9:30. Because those are the kids that aren't out. Those are the kids that are plotting murder on their computers, right?
Sure.
You send them up. They round up any guy that's still in the dorm. And, you know, they toss them off or something. You know what I mean? Just go door by door.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that would be
a perfect time to do it because then you could set, you don't
right.
have to do it to
sure.
everybody. You don't have mm-hmm. to make every kid in college get that because there's kids that are at the kegger party, you know, yeah. who are getting some on a dirty couch. And then you don't have to service those guys.
But that's
just the nerdy kids.
That's the job of sororities.
Right.
You know, you make the rushes. You make the pledge girls, the freshman girls, go out there and do it.
I mean, it should
or
be.
Or it could be experienced hoes.
Well, yeah, whatever. But I mean, the college.
A senior. Pick a couple seniors who don't give a shit. Give them a couple of Vicodin and send them out with a mission to save the lives.
Right.
Of... No, because I looked at this and they released the first batch of, like, kids that died.
Yeah.
And there's just, like, these beautiful young girls.
Right.
There's no reason for them to get wasted and get blown away.
Right. It'd be better off if they had to give a blowjob against their will. Just once in a while. You know, once or twice in their college career.
You know, you're...
That'd be fine.
You know,
that's much better than a bullet in the head.
I'm not saying against their will. They got to volunteer.
Volunteer. Well, it's sort of like you could have a draft system.
Oh, God.
Where maybe, you know, you have to do that for a few weeks or a few months.
Yeah.
I mean, with the cost
sure.
of college education rising, right. why can't we throw in some head?
No.
I mean, it's like 25, 30 grand a year
Instead of making her clean the toilet with her toothbrush or whatever you do, whatever crazy hazing crap you
right,
do.
Right, you have to spank them
right.
or something like
make
that.
A,
yeah.
Make a sorority pledge, go out and blow a nerd. That's all I'm saying. It's not going to kill you.
Right.
And if the guy starts stalking you, then you got a problem.
Right.
And then that's when the Greeks, and then you get together with a fraternity, and you get a couple of the muscle guys
to
take care of
them.
Could
we do this, like, via glory holes or something? Some way to preserve an identity there? Where the girls aren't necessarily, you're not really sure who you're doing, and
the girls aren't, that doesn't work? Because the nerd needs to be fooled into thinking he's desirable.
Yeah, I guess.
The glory hole involves a level of self-understanding that I'm a freaky nerd that's going to put
yeah.
my cock in this hole.
So should there be like a Sadie Hawkins dance where the guys line up on one side and the girls line up on the other side? I mean, is there something there?
I'm just saying, send a couple of slappers down to the computer lab. You know what I'm saying?
Look, you go down to the engineering department
yeah,
tonight.
Exactly.
And, there's three foreign exchange
sure.
students who are working on a robot.
Yeah.
And just take them off one by one. And buff their pickles,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then you're all set.
Instead of building a battle bot, give this kid 5 minutes of fun.
Right, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
this kid's,
he's going to be bad. He's going to come from immediate excitement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not going to take long
this
to get this
is great radio,
off.
And we're
well,
going to
I mean,
burn in
well,
hell
I,
for it. I'm telling you this right now.
I'm trying to think of a way to make that happen. I don't know.
No, yeah, you say, chess club. That's what you do. You send him over to the chess club.
Should this be an intramural activity or
yeah,
something? Is
yeah.
that what this needs to be?
Once a month. Maybe once a semester. It doesn't have to be once a month. Because you know what? A nerd is like a dromedary. It can live off pussy for a long
time. Oh, yeah. I mean...
Like a nerd guy can have one encounter and obsess about
it. A blowjob will last a kid like a year.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, being pent up only leads to violence.
It does. I absolutely agree with that. Did those Klebold and Harris kids get laid at all? Were they getting laid? No.
Well, you know what? I think they kind of were.
I don't know. I think they weren't. I watched a big thing on them the other day on TV. I don't think they were.
Well, because Patton Oswalt's got a bit about how they had friends.
They had a couple, yeah.
He's got a bit about, like, he's like, those kids had 10 friends. I would have killed to have 10 friends in high school.
All right.
And literally, but I don't know. By the way, yes, I just looked it up. Gook is, in fact, a term for Koreans or Vietnamese.
All right, whatever. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Although gollywog is a terrific one.
Unawares of that.
That's a British one.
never heard of that one.
Yeah. Anyway, that's for...
Right,
we've really dug a hole, haven't we?
Well, I know.
I don't have any Queensryche this week.
Whatever. I mean, listen, that's never going to happen, and that's fine. And look, the kid that shot everybody, look, that's an awful thing that happened.
Wouldn't it be a better
I'm not
world.
Making excuses for anybody to shoot up anybody. Sure. Listen, I've gone long stretches in my life without getting laid. I've never hurt anybody. So, you know,
well,
whatever.
You know, but you can never tell where the kid's going to go. I'm going to guarantee every school shooting we've ever had, those kids weren't getting pushed.
Right. There's no kid that got laid the night before that got up the next day and shot a school up. No, that's absolutely not true.
I you know, pussy is one of the great tonics.
There's no possible way that
particularly
that ever
young
happened.
Pussy. It's one of the great healing medicines on earth. So anyway, I think it's break time.
All right, I think it is break time too.
God.
We're gonna go wash ourselves off after that awful tirade.
Oh.
But there's some things that you could put into practice there. There's some things that you could see, like a Scandinavian country invoking some of those things, possibly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a place that's a little more liberal than the United States.
Sure. Test it in Sweden.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? Just run it up the flagpole
Norway. Don't the Dutch do stuff like that?
They're nuts over there.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a possibility that they could require that. I mean...
Not require. I mean, I'm just saying.
But wouldn't Japan do something like that, too? Don't they do a... I read a whole thing on this thing about kids... Moms would whack off the teenage sons in Japan for getting good grades. Now, that's true.
It's a topic
after
the break.
All right, we'll look that up maybe at some point. We're going to play more Blood Arm. It's a good tune from the Blood Arm. Listen to this. It's a good time. This is a guy who likes all the girls and all the girls like him, unlike Ching Chong over at Virginia Tech. All right, we'll be back after this.
Thank you.
the Blood Arm with Suspicious Character off their album Lie, Lover, Lie. Available on the Blood Arm website, whatever that is, thebloodarm.com, and various other places.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what else can we tell? Oh, get on the mailing list. We mentioned that we have a new feature on the mailing list. Get on that. Go to the forums. Talk with us on there. A lot of stuff going on. We've got Deadpool, the first death this year. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And what else can we talk about? Oh, I got to yell at you for something.
What?
Oh, and if you want roast posters, $25, donate to our lunch fund. Give us a little money. We'll send you off a roast poster.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll sign it for you and all that stuff. So go to the – you can donate on the front page of CoreyandJoelRadio.com. All right. I told you I've been – you've been mad about – like I've been telling you I got something to yell at you about. And I saved it for the show.
Did you?
Something that happened last week.
I like you pile away. You wait. You're sitting there.
I sandbag for a week.
Much like Seung Moon, Seung Cho. Much like the Virginia Tech shooter, yes. Seung Cho. You sit around.
And here's my note that I'm writing about
typing angry epistles.
It's not that bad. You're actually just going to yell back at me anyway. You're not going to actually feel like you did anything wrong in this whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
So that's fine. No, we went to a movie last week, which we're not even going to review because it doesn't come out forever, so we'll wait on that.
Sure.
And we had seen Hot Fuzz the night before. That was the night we did the old show. We saw Hot Fuzz.
Yes.
And we liked Hot Fuzz generally and whatever, and it was a fine time, you know.
Yeah.
And the next night, we went to another movie that was new, but which we're not going to review this week, but we'll get to it later.
Sure.
And Amy came with us, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were a super douche at that, because you and her talked through maybe the entire fucking movie. You never shut the fuck up, and it drove me completely fucking insane the whole time.
Yeah.
It really did. It was really douchey.
Well,
and you as a guy who... Now, I know when you sit around with the movie critic guys, and there's no one in there... Yap it up. You know, I got no problem with that. But we were, like, sitting there with other people, and I really felt like a
douche. Well, we were on the aisle.
Because you and her couldn't shut up, and every time somebody came up and you recognized them, because he was in a show that ran for 3 episodes on Comedy Central in 1997, you elbowed her and started jumping out your chair, and it got real annoying, and I was really pissed off.
Okay.
Because not only did you... Actually, not just that it made me look bad in that I was with you guys... Which I don't really care about that so much, but it actually did bother my enjoyment of the movie.
Okay.
And that you guys were talking, and all I couldn't even hear what the hell was going on. So I think I've pretty well described what happened. I could maybe go into more detail, but in a nutshell, that's it. Now I'm free to be called a greasy wop, dago, pimple-ridden, unfunny douche. Go ahead.
It was a public screening.
It was a public screening.
It wasn't actually a press screening, which sometimes, if there had actually been my peers around, I might not have. Ben is talking.
Yeah. So you're admitting it.
No.
I think it was just because your girlfriend was there.
Amy kind of showed up last minute. And it was not a
And I have no problem with Amy coming. That wasn't the issue.
It was a plan. It wasn't a plan.
You could have been talking to PJ like
you
that.
You and I were going to go.
Yeah.
And you know what? Actually, PJ and I do kind of yuck it up at movies.
Okay. And that's fine. And if it would have been you and PJ, it would have been the same thing. It had nothing to do with Amy.
I guess I have lost a little bit of protocol sometimes because... I watch movies every day of my life.
Yeah, I know.
And sometimes I get real incensed. I remember almost wanting to stab somebody at Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Because like they brought a kid and it was annoying. But I guess I lost. When it's like a comedy or something like that, I don't pay as much attention.
Yeah.
There's some movies I pay attention to and I sit there and you know, don't say anything.
Okay.
And then you're right. And when I'm in the screening room, we were terrible. We watched a stupid movie the other day about it was called Nomad.
Yeah.
And there were just two of us in there.
Right.
Me and the guy from the Free Press.
Sure.
And we just, it was a slap and
I believe it. And that's fine. I have no problem with
it
that.
It was a slap and chuckle fest for
I'm not
like
saying don't.
Two
I mean,
hours.
You and I talk during shit if we watch it at home or whatever. But
yeah.
I've been at movies where there's no one else around and you and I will talk. Right. But I noticed like when we went to Hot Fuzz and we were in a full house. Because it was me, I guess you knew that I wasn't going to, you know.
Well, we were sitting in the middle of the aisle.
I know, but I wasn't like.
We were on the end. We were on the end of the aisle.
Right.
So we were only really disturbing you.
No, there were people directly behind us, directly in front of us.
Well, the layout of that theater, there's more space between the seats than at that
Hot Fuzz. It was pretty annoying.
Okay.
And you know what? And I think
so.
The thing
countless times.
Uh-oh, here we go.
We got to go to dinner and eat chicken strips.
Oh, okay.
We can't
see,
go
I knew
anywhere.
It all comes back on
you,
me.
There's nothing
it's
annoying
not,
about
it's
you
an issue
ever.
And I know
You've
there's
never.
Stuff I'm not saying there's not. I'm saying in this particular instance, like we saw Hot Fuzz. I could have been elbowing you every second. Hey, that's Steven Merchant. And look, there's Steve Coogan and blah, 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 blah.
You know
but
what?
I think you know not to do that to me because you know I'll sit there and be a good guy.
First of all, I think you recognize Steven Merchant.
Right.
I don't need to say, oh, that's you to that, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Apparently not because we missed Peter Jackson and Cate Blanchett in that.
Well, Peter Jackson was Santa Claus.
Okay, I missed that.
And Cate Blanchett was underneath that the mask.
Oh, that was the girlfriend in the beginning.
They both have, like, uncredited cameos.
Right, right,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that made sense because we thought who was the girl under the mask.
Right. There's a whole bit. There's a whole bit in Hot Fuzz where his girlfriend is wearing a she's wearing a mask.
She looked hot under that thing, and now it makes sense.
Yeah, and it was Cate Blanchett.
Okay.
But anyway.
And you only found that out by doing something on the internet.
I only found that out after the movie. Okay, I read it somewhere. Right. But.
But I mean, you know what, you were constantly doing that during that second
Peter
movie.
Peter Jackson had to be there, what, 5 seconds?
Yeah, that's why I didn't even, you know.
You know, but it's not like you, I think we said a couple things to each other at Hot Fuzz.
It's possible, but
it might have got
you
out.
You really were carrying on the next
You know
night,
why? Because that movie was annoying.
I know what you're, let's not even go into the movie now, but yeah, I know what you're saying, but it still, like, was real obnoxious.
It was a really funny movie that would have stretches that would go Deadsville. And and that meant
but
me to talk more.
That's not an excuse. My point is you guys were talking and through the whole thing, and it was real
king,
annoying.
The king of propriety.
No.
The non-rude Joel Fragamenti. Yeah.
It just annoyed me personally, and I'm sure it annoyed other people.
Okay, sure.
And I thought I'd just call you out on it here. That's all. He's not even that bad.
No. It's
not even that
big
a deal.
It was rude. Not as rude as trying to engineer half a cheese pizza in a group of 15 guys.
Oh, okay.
All right? I'm going
to
put that out for the listener.
I'll own up to that.
I'm going to put that out for the listener.
Fine.
We used to go out to pizza after the Club Bar show every week.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Joel likes cheese pizza. He doesn't. He has a delicate stomach.
All right.
Which is amazing for a stomach of that size to be delicate. And Joel he can't take pepperoni. He can't take any spice. I wanted to try out the two new Dorito flavors.
Yeah.
And Joel was like, I can't have that in my mouth. So
I didn't want to eat it this spicy.
Hey, guys,
Dorito.
On the forum, stop suggesting we should go like try crazy stuff at the Chinese market because that's not going to happen with Joel.
Yeah. Corey won't watch an episode of The Hills because that's going to bother him. His eyeballs are going to fall out of his head.
Because it's the stupidest show.
Yeah, but
that
why
ever
do
was.
I got to eat a Dorito? I mean, it's a difference between watching
something
and because
it's a show. We're doing entertainment for the listeners.
I know, but we can watch The Hills and make fun of it as a bonus feature. And you won't even do it.
You're getting your nut off to The Hills.
Oh, shut up! All right, go on. Keep
Once
going,
again,
keep
it's
going with
clothed
the
women.
Make a point with the cheese pizza if you can.
Here's the point about the cheese pizza. Now it's fine if Joel wants to eat cheese pizza. That's fine, but when we would go in groups of comics, right? Like. Maybe 6-7 guys would show up. Joel would order half the pizza with cheese, which means that the other guys who were going to have the pepperoni were limited in their half of the pizza. So Joel always had to be a little bitch and engineer the pizza.
It's not true.
So I just stopped going to pizza night.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fine. That's your reason for stopping going to pizza night.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Well, you know what? The point, you're completely wrong in that. There was always at least one guy who would eat the cheese with
me.
No,
there was a guy who would concede to you.
There was a guy, Jerry McAvoy would always eat the cheese pizza. Jerry McAvoy would always eat the cheese pizza with me.
Jerry's a nice guy.
Jerry is a nice, Jerry's a good guy.
Guys, but you're a good guy.
Jerry hasn't been out to pizza night in about 3 years.
Because Jerry moved to Chicago.
Well, fine, but.
Guys will concede finally to the savage baby man.
Whatever.
That's what happened.
I've always offered to get my own pizza. I've done that many times where I get a small just for myself.
And you should.
And I have no problem. And I'll
and
do that.
And I put that out to the forum.
I never tell anybody
cheese
what
pizza.
To
I'm going to put
you're
it
You're an arrogant
right
prick who thinks everyone's got to do things your way with everything else.
But when you're making a group decision on like something
you know
like pizza.
Okay, then people can get their own thing. But then people got to speak up, not bitch about it fucking later. You know, if you want to do your own thing too. But, don't make it out that I'm fucking evil.
No, you just like to engineer half the pizza for yourself.
Whatever.
And then you get more pieces.
And
because,
that's fine.
And you're smiling.
And that's fine. I don't even fuck over.
Oh,
I don't
you've
even
gotten over on us.
But right. I ain't gotten over on anybody. That's just not an issue that I don't. To me, I'm fine. If everyone got a pizza and they said, Joel, you're not including the pizza, that would be fine with me. I understand that decision. But don't go along with it just so you have something to bust my chops about.
Because the other guys are like. They want to be nice and be polite,
Define.
And they don't realize that you do this week in and week out as a maniacally engineered system to get no. Admit
but
you did it to get more of the pie.
Not.
You did it to eat.
I
more.
I did it because I was hungry, sure, but I didn't do it to like
you,
oppress people.
No.
Keep you down.
But you got like four slices when everybody else had to split one or two.
I got. It's not like I ate it. Anyone was welcome.
Fuck. You engineered it, you tubby bitch, and that's what it was.
Anyone was welcome to eat any slice that they wanted.
Oh, but you're like, but that's Joel's cheese.
They didn't have to, like, leave it for me. They could have eaten it, too.
The official verdict is douche. Well, now let's move on to a real douche.
You're a douche who talks through a movie when there's 200 people in there and makes a big scene, and you're outraged, and you're the only one cool enough to get all the cameos, and you're the only one that's outraged if it's not funny enough for you, and everything's too long, and Corey, you should be a goddamn movie editor, because you'll cut 20 minutes out of fucking everything.
I will.
Because you're a genius. Because you've created so goddamn much in your life.
I swear to you.
You've done everything. You want to cut 20 minutes out of everything, you want to add 20 minutes to this goddamn show.
I do.
Don't know this is too long, but this is great all of a sudden.
Now, hold on.
Every word you say is
Hot Fuzz not too long?
Hot Fuzz was too long.
Was the movie we saw the next night too long?
And Richard Roper said Hot Fuzz was too long.
And was the movie we saw the next night too long?
We saw next night was too long.
Thank you. Yeah. My point exactly. Every movie is too long. Comedies that have no business being 2 hours are 2 hours and 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
Cut your
damn movie.
Your dickery has no limits.
No.
It's everything's
I'm
wrong.
Right, though.
You're right about everything.
I usually am.
You're so great.
I was not right about something.
What was that?
The Deadpool.
Yeah, what'd you do wrong? You got the first death this week.
I did, and I should have doubled up. I should have.
Yeah, you really did.
I had an opportunity to really put the hurt on this week.
Yeah.
Kurt Vonnegut, the great author, the great science fiction, I read many of his books.
Uh-huh.
Passed away.
Yes, and Kurt Vonnegut dead.
Sad, but also joyous, because I got 16 points.
You got 16 points on the Deadpool.
But like a schnook, I could have doubled up and really put a crush, put a hammer lock on this Deadpool. Because a guy who was on my list last year,
yeah,
I let slip.
Sure.
And the man is Don Ho.
Don Ho died.
Mr. Tiny Bubbles himself.
And you had him, and you were like, his heart's going to explode.
Yeah.
And I gave you shit and said, no way, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I read an article where it was like Don Ho near death last year.
Uh-huh.
This is the problem with the Deadpool. You do it in January.
Yeah.
You got to go on whatever information you got at the time.
Sure.
Like 3 weeks later, I read an article, Don Ho responding to miracle treatment.
And he lived about a year. And
he lived the whole year, and I didn't hear about Don Ho being sick again, and I dumped him off my list. I thought, well, he's cured. Suddenly, Don Ho dropped that pineapple-eating fuck, drops right in the ground.
Don Ho is dead at the age of, what is he, 76?
Yeah.
24 big points.
40 of those years spent singing Tiny Bubbles to tourists.
Well, he did a thing, you know, where you could go see him.
In
I know
Oahu.
People who went to Hawaii, and he was at the Hilton or whatever, and it was every night you could go see Don Ho. So millions of people that went to Hawaii, they would say, oh, I got to go see Don Ho.
Yeah.
He had one song, only one song you ever knew, Tiny Bubbles. Yeah. I don't think he ever had anything else that was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what else he did in his show. Played the ukulele and sang Tiny Bubbles and made $1 billion doing it, and he was Mr. Hawaii.
He really was.
It's tremendous.
He
it's a great, I'll take it. I'll do it. Can you put me in a shirt? I'll get the ukulele. I can play a little guitar. I know some chords.
He was Hawaiian, so that helped.
Well, I'm Italian. I'm a dark-skinned person. I lay there. I tan there for like, you know, 6-8 months. I'll fit right in. Give me the gig, guys. Call me. Give me the hell out of this thing.
Well, you know what? There is now an opening for a new Mr. Hawaii.
I would think so. Why not? Sure.
There you go.
Somebody's got to pick up the slack. Why not?
Yes,
sir. If we're
going
to go to Hawaii, then who are they going to go see?
They had to see Joel Fragamenti.
People that fly into Detroit, like Niels, immediately make a stop.
At the Waikiki Beach Homer Hotel.
Is that where he had residency for all those years?
That's where Don was.
Yeah, Don Ho. Yeah. You could go see him every time. I think my brother went to Hawaii and saw Don Ho. So
wow. That was his man. You know, these people have like theaters in Branson.
Yeah.
You got to get a niche.
Yeah, whatever. Just get your fans. But see, some people run away from what made them famous. And they're like, I don't want to be known as the guy who did this. I don't want to be known as the guy, you know, Vanilla Ice, like, I don't want to be known for the one hit I had. I don't want to be known for this. And then there's guys like Don Ho who are like, yeah, that's great.
Well,
give me the money. Let's do it.
Yeah, not Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
Wayne Newton's been singing Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey, and Red Roses for a Blue Lady, and Donka Shane every night for 40 years.
Yeah, it's Don Ho could have cared less.
He was
Don Ho did his thing and didn't stop.
I'm going to pump this Tiny Bubble. Remember the show?
I should have had Tiny Bubbles for us. Why didn't I bring it? You stupid me. You should have told
me. Now you're a dick for
not getting
Tiny Bubbles.
Well, you're co-producing.
That's a good point.
You actually produced nothing.
I should have.
You would bring in Tiny Bubbles. You would have downloaded it, and you would have it on your computer, and you would just play Tiny Bubbles.
No, but here's the worst.
Instead of saying, Joel, you go download fucking this, and how come we don't have this, and it's all my fault.
Well, here's the worst part. We had Don Ho on the list of things today. We actually We actually had a production meeting today.
We had
a,
yeah, I wrote four things.
And we thought, I know, and one of them's Don Ho.
Yell at Corey Hall about the movie, The Death Pool, Virginia Tech, and your gig in Sturgis, which we well, might whatever. Not get to. But yeah, you can download shit and just play it. That's fine. I mean, I admit I'm downloading shit for the Juggalos on the Funhouse.
Yeah.
So I do get busy doing other things.
Well, whatever.
Got to check out the Funhouse from last week. I put up a link. I put up a link. I actually put it on our server even to host it because it was good. I had Harry Barbarian as Sampler X this week where he went completely crazy to where I have to throw him off the show permanently. We actually, you know, we set it up for him to go nuts.
Sure.
But he went fucking apeshit and yelled at everybody. Like, there's a girl with one leg who's a big fan of mine.
Yeah.
And he was like, and she came to Detroit.
You know what? I'm going to say the only nice thing I'll ever say about ICP.
What's that?
I've said two nice things. One, one, they're marketing wizards.
Okay.
I concede that. The other point I concede about ICP, they do prevent crime.
Why? How's that?
Because they keep some of these degenerate, freako, retard, nerd-ass dipshits.
Wow.
They get, no, you know what?
It has nothing to do with the story I was telling. You interrupted my story for no good reason.
You're talking about girls with one leg.
A girl has one leg. What does that have to do with anything?
You know what I find about ICP? A lot of freaky people, find, they have this juggalo love. There's this community where they feel they're a part of. And that's a good thing.
Okay.
Because otherwise they start shooting up Virginia Tech.
Okay, fine. Very good. Yeah, then if that kid would have been a juggalo, he probably wouldn't have killed those people.
Well, he'd have something to live for, wouldn't he?
Well,
the gathering
would.
Of the juggalos.
Well,
to watch,
the ICP.
To watch Joel Fragamenti in a clown outfit signing 14-year-old girl's chest.
Oh, I'd never done that. That's not true, and you know.
17.
I've never signed a girl's chest. I don't. Maybe I have. I don't know. Not a 17-year-old.
Motherfucker, I've signed tits with you.
No, I don't know. But anyway, so this girl with one leg, she came to town for WrestleMania. She's a wrestling fan. She's from Ohio.
Yeah.
I took her out to breakfast or something, you know, like just as a, you know, gave her my number, called
okay.
her, whatever. And Harry gets on his Sampler X and talks about how I took her out to breakfast and it cost me an arm and a leg. It was pretty funny. And he did all these really bad jokes and pissed everybody off. Yeah. And so he's kind of made his retirement from the Funhouse. But it was good while it lasted.
Yes.
Harry was very funny as the 45-year-old white rapper. And maybe he'll come back under another guise or something.
It's
but
good. It's good.
We had to, because he literally
it's good
got,
Harry's funny as something.
People tried to kill, people want to kill him.
Right.
They've made death threats against Sampler X.
Well, that's because those are the good, those good law-abiding citizens that listen to the ICP.
Well, he dissed the Juggalos. He made capital crime.
Heaven forbid you should diss the Juggalos.
And also had Andrea the intern reading erotic fiction. So if you get that link from the forum to the
plugging
latest Funhouse.
Plugging the ICP show.
Well, it's a good show.
All right.
It was a very good show last week. 2 hours live. And a lot of idiot callers last week, but, you know, that comes with the territory. Whenever you have callers, you get idiots. So anyhow.
That's why we don't have callers.
We don't have callers and we don't have idiots. Only just us.
Yeah.
We're the only idiots.
We got enough on the message board.
No, I don't know. I mean, we've taken some flack. I take it worse on the message board than you do for whatever reason.
Well, because you deserve it more than I do.
Why? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
For little things like engineering and cheese pizza.
That has nothing to do with anything.
All right, you get a lot of flack for laying in bed with the Juggalos. And you are so blind to it. You are so blind to the idiocy of that shit.
Anyway, do you want to talk about your gig in Sturgis? We got about 15 minutes left here, 10 minutes.
Let me tell you about...
You can consider this my retirement from comedy.
That bad, huh?
And in the future, if I want to say something funny or witty or do an impression, I will no longer ever do any of those things.
Or you just won't do them in Sturgis.
That's a good setup for this weekend when I have to go to the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, that's not fun. But think about that money and what you're going to do with it while you're up on stage.
It's called an Xbox 360.
Well, if that's what you want to do, that's certainly one way to not be frugal with it.
That money,
blow it in one go.
It's
good money. And
but well, I'd have some left over for buying an Xbox 360. But anyway, boy. This gig, I got to go up to the Upper Peninsula, but this gig in Sturgis.
Yeah.
Sturgis is a little town which is west of Coldwater, which is a little town. And then there's a little town in between them called Brunson. And I didn't realize how far away it was.
So you were late for it?
I was like 10 minutes late, yeah. Because it started snowing.
But what time did you plan on getting there?
Well, you know, the snow really kind of screwed me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I couldn't see anything.
It seems like you left late for it. You're late for a lot of stuff.
Well, you know what? I just didn't calculate exactly how long.
You got to give yourself, like, I would say 3 hours to get to that game.
Yeah, and I did just about that, but I guess I just didn't calculate exactly how long.
Yeah,
it
it's a long go.
So, yeah. It was.
So you're late for it, so that's bad.
I'm late for this Hill Jack Bar. This redonkulous, oh my God, you've done the gig.
I've done the gig.
You know how it is.
It's not a great gig.
But literally...
It's a pretty typical road gig, but it is a little more rednecky. The bar is not very nice.
I didn't realize it was... most gigs, you know, you drive on the freeway to a certain point, and then you get off the freeway, and the gig isn't far from the freeway.
Sure.
This is a half hour off the freeway.
It's a little two-lane road that goes from the highway, from the interstate to into town.
Yeah, and it's a half hour from the freeway.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how long that was going to be, I guess, and I didn't calculate that. And it was brutal.
Did bad because it's far from the interstate?
No, it was just I didn't even do that bad.
Well, what's the problem with it? You just hated being there.
I just hated being there.
I understand
I hated
that.
Going there. They had a drive-in, which was nice. Because as soon as I the headliner, hit the door nanoseconds after he got paid. He got paid and, gave me my cut and hit the door. With lightning, he left his tab too.
Yeah, that's nice.
Which is good.
Stiffen the club out of their money.
You know what though? Most clubs don't really.
But that's why people stop doing comedy, because comics stiff them on their drink tabs and stuff like that.
Well, but a lot of clubs will just give you a couple drinks.
I understand that, but you know, people, you know, when clubs are like, I'll give comics 2 free drinks, and then guys order 8 drinks and don't pay for them. Sure. Guess what happens to the 2 free drinks? Right. Those are gone, too, and that might have been what happened.
There's a certain local comedian who's nefarious for this stuff.
Well, notorious.
Yeah.
Nefarious is not...
He's both nefarious and notorious.
Well, he's okay. I'm trying to define... You sort of use nefarious wrong, but go ahead. I'm sorry. You're a professional writer. I don't know.
No, he's both. He's notorious. He's infamous for doing it.
Right, yeah.
And he's nefarious in his drinking.
Yes,
it's evil.
He is, okay.
He's evilly intentional. But there's one particular guy we know
who drinks over what the limit is, and you know
the legend is
he abuses the privilege. Yeah.
The legend is that once he got paid and the club said he still owed him $10. That's the legend.
It's
apocryphal, but I've seen this happen though. I worked with a guy that he thought he was getting drinks for his whole table of friends.
Yeah.
And then, the club's like, no, you got to pay for all this shit.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen.
He bought drinks for, 6 people, thinking it was all going on the club's tab. But dinner is usually part of a package, and particularly when you drive to the other end of the earth.
Sure.
You'd think that, you know.
And you got food in Sturgis, and what happened?
Yeah, well, they were like, oh, you want some dinner? And I'm like, sure. Yeah. Like, they offer, you know, I didn't, I didn't go, hey, where's a menu? They go, oh, you want some?
Yeah.
So, you know, so I got to pay for this burger on top of driving to the edge of the earth.
And sometimes it's just Ma in the back making dinner. It's not
that's
even,
what this place was.
It's not, you know, remember there was one place I played where they just made food and people they just set up a spread and people just went and ate it. It wasn't even, there wasn't even a menu. It was they just brought in food and people could just eat.
Sure.
Just in this local, but small towns do that sometimes.
Now, granted, it was a huge burger, by the way.
Was it really? Okay.
It was a massive burger, but it was I didn't know I was even getting paid. You know, I didn't know they were charging me for it until I tried to leave and she pulled the check out. You know, I talk about comedy club waitresses and these were the most scary,
roadside small town,
hilljack women.
Yeah, it's not a...
Well, look here, honey. That was pretty funny. Now you
it's funny
square up this tab here.
Because that bar, even where it is, there is an actual town that you have to go farther from.
But it's not even in the town.
Right. It's not even in the town that you go to where they have a Walmart and they have a Burger King and a Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's not even where that is.
Right.
It's in a whole other way. It's a whole other place. It's almost in Indiana, too. That's something else you should tell people.
Yeah, right.
Doing this. It's southern central Michigan.
Central,
off of Interstate 69.
You're in Ohio and Indiana territory.
You're basically almost in Indiana, yeah. It's
anyway, I'm just saying, it's not a glamorous life.
No, it's not.
Don't be fooled. And this is, I try to tell people who want to do comedy all the time.
Sure.
Let's imagine you get good. When these guys come and do open mics, and I go, let's imagine you get good. Let me tell you what you're in for. You're in for 3 years of waiting to go to places like you got to dick around.
Right.
For
even
years.
If you're good, no one's going to give you shit until you've earned your spot.
Yeah.
Then once you've earned your spot, you're going to want to move up. Well, you can't do that until you've paid your dues at the spot you're at. Then when you move up, you can't move up again until you paid your dues where you moved. Meanwhile, you fucking end up being 37 years old and bitter.
Like me.
Well, whatever.
I'm not that old. But
neither am I. Thank God.
But it give us a couple years, and that's going to be us. Yeah. It literally almost takes 10 years to like to get
right.
to the
good That's why you wonder when they have
to headline A-rooms. It really right. almost does.
When you see all these 40-year-old guys on Letterman and their hot new talents.
Right.
That's why.
Right. Jim Gaffigan is a hot new talent. Right. Do you know what I mean?
Jim Gaffigan's like as old as my dad. And
right.
Like
he's a hot young. He's 46.
He's a hot young comic, that guy.
Yeah, that's exactly the truth, though. I mean, like,
it is. It is, yeah.
Like you'll see. And you'll see.
Unless
kids,
you start doing comedy when you're like 16, 17.
Which is, I think, Chris Rock was like
right.
14 or something.
But you know what? Most guys start comedy when they're like 25. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and then when they finally make it, they're 40.
Right.
And that, they're like, and that, oh, there's young Wickerman.
Welcome to our lives.
Well, like Louis Black. I mean, how old is that guy? And that guy.
Right, Louis Black didn't break.
He's been famous for maybe the last 5 years
sure,
or
and
something.
He did 15 years before that.
Of just eating shit.
Right.
And he was a good comic, and no one knew. No one cared. Robert Schimmel was like a high young comic. The guy's been around 20 years.
Jim Gaffigan was born in 66. There you go. There's my point.
He ain't dead. He's, what, 42, 43?
I know, but I'm just saying.
He looks older.
But
too.
He's the hot new
he's
star.
He's the hot new star, baby.
You're right. Comedy's a brutal, awful business. It's rugged. It's dangerous. You got to drive to hilljack towns in snowstorms where, like, you go through a cornfield, literally.
Yeah.
And you get accosted by hillbillies.
Nothing glamorous about that life, man.
This is, like, talk about on the road, okay? Not that I had any interest in it, but let's say I was single.
Yeah.
The prospects of getting laid in that town.
Not good, man.
No, I would take your glory hole theory. I would rather just randomly, indiscriminately stick my dick in a hole.
Well, even if you go to a bar like that, there's probably, if you're lucky, there's... Out of a crowd of, I'm guessing that place, if it's jam-packed full, there's 60 people in there,
sure.
maybe. Okay. Probably out of that, there's maybe 5, 6, 7 single women. Like
yeah,
women
maybe.
That aren't with guys in there.
No, because if you're in that town, you're married.
Right, but let's say there's just, that aren't with guys.
If you had 60 people, maybe 5 were single.
Right. Okay, but they're let's say even 10 of them aren't with guys. Well, half of them are married and the husbands are somewhere else.
Sure.
So that gets you down to like 5 women. And there's probably, yeah. you know, one woman, some of the married women that are with him that are cock blocking. That gets you down to possibly 1 or 2 women that might possibly even
sure.
entertain you and even consider and, going through the mind sucking your dick.
And generally, they work there.
Right. And sometimes they work
staff.
There. But that's not even giving you any option for, like, looks or anything.
No.
You can't even
no.
be choosy about
no.
what the broad looks like.
You can't
like, she's probably going to be a fat heifer with bad teeth anyway.
Oh, boy.
You know, so you're already down to that. And then you guys,
I like a woman with meat on her bones.
Well, whatever, but
that's
you know,
true.
You guys wonder why, you know, geez, can you get laid on the road? It's like, yeah, if you don't give a fuck. I mean, if you'll fuck anything, then it's easier to get laid on the road if you'll bang anything.
You really...
But if you got any kind of
yeah.
standards, I mean,
yeah.
it really, really ruined your prospects of getting laid on
it's
the road.
It's very tough.
Unless you're famous and girls are showing up just to see you.
I don't know what's
you.
Wrong. I don't know what happened.
Well,
I mean, you probably, I don't know, you had to train a little bit harder.
No,
I don't know what's wrong.
I love Oksana, but I mean, look, if Oksana was showing up at my shows...
Exactly.
You know, then I'd be all over that. But
you're the best entertainer in our business.
Yeah, if you hear
see,
that,
she's
then,
all about
you're,
you.
Then you're
yeah.
on your way. You buy her, you know, you
oh,
buy her a
boy.
Rum and Coke, and then you're on your way. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Maybe a Miller Genuine Draft, and then you're getting laid.
That's right. You use the international.
You're off to the Red Roof
yeah.
Inn, and you're done. There you go. But it's hard. You know, guys got to have standards. I know guys that get laid all the time. And I know guys who, like, tell me they get laid, and I don't believe that they get laid. But then when I see some of the pigs out there, I go, you know, maybe they did.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It is a brutal,
yeah, so
brutal
if you
world.
Care about women and you want to bang a good-looking girl, sometimes comedy's not, at least not at our level.
No.
Not at our level, no.
There's nothing to recommend our level of comedy, I'll tell you that much. Oh, boy.
Very difficult to get laid.
It's a tough life. It's a hard-knock life for us. But anyway, oh
yeah.
So I'm sure I'll have more horror stories from.
Yeah, this UP gig is
when I go
something
to the
else.
UP next
and thank God gas has stopped rising at $2.85 or whatever.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna die on the gas.
Yeah,
price.
The gas is gonna f you hard because you're probably 2 tanks of gas getting up there. So I don't know what you got a little jappy car. It doesn't take a lot of gas.
Right.
So, but you're still probably 2 tanks getting up there. But the tank for you might only be what $20.
Something like
$22.
Yeah.
Me, it's probably closer to $28.
Boy.
So you're up there $40. You drive across the UP. Probably put a tank in for that.
Jumping, fuck.
and then probably three tanks getting home.
Yeah.
So you're looking at six tanks of gas at $22. Sure. You're looking at probably $120, $125.
That's cutting into my payday.
In gas.
Yeah.
So then you're coming home with like about $400 from this. Say you just eat at Burger King or McDonald's.
Thanks for breaking
weekend.
That down to me.
Yeah, so you're coming home.
Do they feed you at these gigs at all?
Yes, you'll get a meal ticket at the second casino.
Okay.
The first casino, I don't know. But then you've got a day off.
Yeah.
And you've got your trips back and forth where, you know, you're going to have to stop and eat.
Sure.
So, I mean, yeah, you can eat combos in the car if you want.
What a bunch of games.
But if you want to stop and actually have a decent, you know,
yeah.
Even if you want something like Taco Bell or whatever you're eating on the road, you know, yeah.
Wow.
You're looking at $5-$6.
I might have to just pack some power bars and just
Whatever.
Survivalist.
I don't know.
This thing.
And then you got to pay. I think it's $250 each way to cross the Mackinac Bridge. Got to factor that.
I'm
going to
cancel this gig right now. Holy fucking bullshit.
Dude! It's not. It's no fun, man. It's. I mean, it is what it is. If you're lucky, you won't get snow. Did you look up the weather report in the UP?
I'm not.
Look
I'm
that a, up right now.
I'm
Go ahead and look
I'm
that up.
Afraid to
do
look
it right
up.
Here on the show. I mean, we're 3 or 4 days out from it.
What is? How do I even look that up?
You would want to look up. I'll tell you what. Look up the second one. Look up Escanaba, Michigan, or Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Those are the towns you're going closest to.
Okay.
Escanaba and Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh God.
You're actually going to Harris, Michigan, and Brimley, Michigan, are the two towns you're actually going to. But they're close to Sault Ste. Marie and Escanaba.
I'm sure that you know look Yahoo will reject
Escanaba.
The name.
Escanaba. Go to weather.com. Yeah, go to weather.com and look up Escanaba.
All right. Let me see.
For Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Let's see.
It'll be an Escanaba Sunday.
Partly cloudy, high 55. Partly cloudy, high 57.
Okay, and that's for this weekend?
Yeah.
In Escanaba? Okay, well, there you go. That's better than that. It was -5 when up there.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see a lot of snow. I saw snow going up when I was up there.
They actually,
it was -5. Yeah, my car barely started.
They called me 3 months ago wanting me to do this gig, and I
fuck all that.
I kindly declined.
This is about the soonest you should take it, like third week in April. That's
to
not get a snowstorm up there. Yeah,
it's going
to
be rough.
So you'll be all right in that respect. Well, that's good. And I'll tell you what, it's not bad up there. It's, you know, you'll see some good country and stuff. And, Lake Michigan, you'll get to see that. And the Mackinac
Sounds like
Bridge.
Fun. I'll see
it's all right, whatever.
I'll see some youpers.
Do your thing, man.
It'll be all right.
Entertain the people in the Upper Peninsula with your brand of comedy. It has not come over there yet.
I'm sure. Sure, my brand of comedy is exactly what people
are. I'll
tell
you what, we'll download this show to your iRiver, and you'll memorize the sorority girls blowing the nerds bit.
That's a good bit.
From Virginia Tech, and you'll open with that.
How about I just read this this Wikipedia list of racial slurs?
for Chinese people?
Did you know what a coolie is? Did you guys know? You know, gollywog is a new one for us.
All right, we got to get out of here, Corey. Why don't you play the rest of the Blood Arm for us? Because we'll play that, and we'll.
We'd like to apologize
here.
Ahead of time. Well, you've already heard the show.
Well, you've heard the show. You know what we said, and whatever. It's there's a little bit of truth in there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bad politics, but you know what? We ain't Imus, and you ain't gonna fire us. So go fuck yourselves.
Oh, what a loving, embracing moment it is that we can all come together.
Well, you know that the Imus thing was ridiculous, and if Imus would have said what we said about the Chinese guy. Fire the motherfucker.
I had no problem with people complaining about Imus and no problem, but firing him, that was another
thing. Yeah, the firing I didn't agree with, but I hate Imus anyway, so who fucking
cares?
Now,
can somebody please fire Harry Berberian?
No. Well, I fired him from the funhouse for making fun of the Juggalos.
Get on the forum and get on the message board. Get on everything.
Get on everything.
Get on the list. Get that Little People Big World.
Yeah, we did that special. That was good. See, the Blood Armor going on the road.
What, is this like Bob Geldof song, or is this like it's all hold
hands?
This
is like their road song. They're going on the road, that's all.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm going on the road.
You're going on the road, so you can listen to this and your lonely drive up north. God. No way to say. All right, we're going to say goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Maybe catch a movie during the day, talk through it, have a good time up there.
What a douche.
I'll be enjoying my cheese pizza.
I'm sure they have cheese pizza in the Upper Peninsula.
Sure they do. All right. Good night, everybody.